Lecturers and other employees at Rumbek University of Science and Technology held a peaceful protest on campus Wednesday as they announced they were joining the strike started last week by colleagues at the University of Juba, another university, and the days later at the University of Western Bahr Ghazal. The university administrators and lecturers turned up on campus but did not teach or attend to office duties. The lecturers say they are waiting to hear positive news from the authorities in Juba for them to start teaching again. Matthew Malau Marich, chairperson of Rumbek University of Science and Technology Academic Staff Association, says the lecturers won't return to class until the government pays their 6 months' salary arrears.
Universities are patriotic. They are the people who love South Sudan. And for such a love, that's why we begin to console when we have never been hearing any positive response from the government. Based on that patriotism, we don't want to say that the strike will end, but we also say that it will not end, but we have the heart of patriotism for building this nation. If any changes happen in the course of weekend, probably we will have a positive start of the next week. We think we shall come back to resume our normal duties if things change.
University lecturer Kalmanton Marial says he and his colleagues will only return to work when the government pays their arrears.
As university staffs, is that we have met and we resolve that we sit down until our salaries par back 2020 up to 2022 are paid. Failure to be paid, therefore we still have to stay down until the government met our demand. We thank everyone who stand firm with us, because we need our rights from the government. After we have been paid, we'll deliver our service as usual.
Some students say they are disappointed. The strike means they will not be attending lectures, but they don't blame university staff for the standoff. Student Albino Kirinyot is calling on the government to quickly pay the lecturers' salaries in arrears so that the lecturers and students can return to the classroom.
We are not happy as a student of what had happened to our university about the closure of the university. It is not the problem of lecturers or teaching assistant or the entire administration. It is the problem to the government that they have not been responding to the payment of our administrators, because without services delivered to the university will not operate. We have been deprived from our right of studies. From that day, the university closed down.
Student Angelina Dilmalwal is also urging the government to pay the lecturers their payback.
Let the government address this to at least capture their attention, because even 2 days, you cannot spend 2 days while your children lack something and you are the head of that family. So you will not even give the quality education, give the quality services. If government of South Sudan could at least address this as soon as possible. We have been having some bad debt already. 2020 was the issue of corona. And again, we were having the issue of feeding program, which has taken us almost 18 months without attending to our classes. Now again, it has become the issue of this strike, teaching academic staff. They need to be paid on time.
South Sudan Deputy Finance Minister Agok Makur told South Sudan in Focus this week his ministry is working to pay 4 months' salary arrears to all civil servants, including university lecturers. Makur admits the ministry has struggled to pay civil servants' salaries since 2013. He blames the delay on the civil war, inflation, and the poor collection of non-oil revenue. South Sudan depends almost entirely on oil revenues for covering its budget expenses, including the payment of civil servant salaries. Makur says increasing oil production and streamlining the collection of non-oil revenues are some of the strategies the government is using to fix persistent delays in paying civil servant salaries. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.